Good morning, Dr. Carr.
Good morning, Dr. Zan. How are you today?
I'm good, but I'm glad that I'm on solid ground because over the last couple of days we've been witnessing some horrible things happening in Italy where there was a massive earthquake. 26 towns affected.
26?
Small towns, but still 26 towns nonetheless. And I think the last I heard this morning on ABC 2 News Breakfast was that the death toll had officially crossed the 270 mark. Why did this earthquake happen?
You think about the Earth as being a big blob of molten rock, and there are these crusty things on the surface, 30 kilometres, 20 kilometres thick, like a postage stamp on the outside of a soccer ball.
Mm.
That's the only solid bit. And these are called plates, tectonic plates. There's about 10, 12, 13 of them, and they move at roughly the rate your fingernails grow at, about 5 centimetres per year.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, 5 centimetres, yep. Mm. And they run into each other, and when India keeps on running into Asia, as it's been doing for the last 40 million years, it pushes up the Himalayas. So at the boundary of a plate, like, for example, New Zealand, where plates are running into each other and trying to push up and dive underneath each other, you can understand there's volcanic activity happening. But how come you're getting earthquake activity. How come you get earthquake activity inside a plate? Okay. The plates are running into each other. They're under stress. So they're stressed not just at the edges but all the way through.
Mm.
They're like biscuits. Imagine you've got little biscuits and you've sort of got a little bulldozer and you're pushing it up against a wall, and any weak spots will give. So it's the weak spots under that particular area in Italy that decided on this particular time the stress is concentrated there, and there they broke. And so you get the earthquake happening where the stress builds up. What do you call a stick slip phenomenon? So where you might have your sand shoes on the ground and then you've got a good grip and then suddenly it just slips. So that's called the stick slip phenomenon. So the stress builds up and then suddenly it's relieved. And on the Richter scale, they measure it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and each time it's 10 times bigger. So 1 is a couple of tons of explosive, like a quarry blast. 5.3 is equivalent to the bombs that they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, about 15, 20 kilotons of TNT. And you'll get an earthquake and you'll nearly always have aftershocks because this bit moves and that bit moves. The ones they had in Victoria,
earlier
this year, they were really unusual in that the earthquake aftershocks were the same size as the original one.
Right.
But normally you get a whole bunch of them. You can have strings of tens or hundreds or even thousands of tiny little aftershocks happening, and they gradually wear down, and they can go for weeks or months at a time, but they're running down. So hopefully we won't have anything major more happening in Italy.